WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Ever wake up feeling like you're already behind before your feet even hit the floor? Like the day is snowballing into chaos before you've even had your coffee. Yay, I feel you. We've all been there. But what if I told you there's a simple, yet powerful tool that can help you kickstart your day with intention and calm? No, it's not another productivity app or a fancy smoothie recipe. It's something way more fundamental: journaling in the morning. Think of this like hitting the reset button on your mind before the world hits you with its demands. Just a few minutes each morning can make a world of difference. We're talking about reclaiming your power, setting clear intentions, and starting your day feeling focused and ready to take on whatever comes your way. Sound good? It gets even better. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you create a morning journaling practice that actually sticks. First things first, ditch the pressure. This isn't about crafting Hemingway-esque prose or becoming the next famous blogger. It's just you, your thoughts, and a blank page. Think of it as a friendly chat with yourself, no judgment, just honest reflection. You know those random thoughts that pop up in the shower or while you're waiting for the coffee to brew? Catch your lows. Next, find your groove. Some people love bullet points, others prefer free-flowing prose. Maybe you like sketching doodles alongside your words. Experiment and see what feels right for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach here. It's all about creating a ritual that resonates with your personality and style. Now, let's talk structure. Don't overthink it. A simple framework can be super helpful though. Try starting with 3 questions. What am I grateful for today? What's one thing I want to achieve? And how can I show kindness to myself and others? These are just prompts to get you started. Feel free to adapt them to your own needs and goals. Remember, consistency is key. Start small, even 5 minutes a day can make a difference. Aim for consistency over intensity. It's like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. And before you know it, morning journaling will become an ingrained part of your routine. Lastly, don't be afraid to experiment and adjust your approach as needed. There's no right or wrong way to do this. If something isn't working, tweak it. The goal is to create a practice that serves you and helps you start your day feeling empowered and grounded. Think about those times when you feel most centered and calm. What are the common threads? Maybe it's taking a quiet moment to reflect before diving into the day's hassle. Or maybe it's setting aside time for a mindful activity like stretching or meditation. Now, imagine incorporating journaling into that existing routine. Say you're already practicing morning yoga after your session. Take 5 minutes to jot down a few thoughts and intentions for the day. This simple addition can amplify the benefits of your existing practice, bringing even more clarity and purpose to your mornings. Ever feel like your mind is racing in a million directions before you even step out of bed? Like there's a constant stream of to-dos and worries swirling around in your head? I know I do. It can be overwhelming trying to keep up with everything, right? But what if I told you there was a way to quiet that mental chatter and create some space for calm before the day even begins? That's where morning journaling comes in. It's like hitting the pause button on your inner monologue and giving yourself permission to simply be present. You know those times when you feel most centered and grounded? Maybe it's during a solo hike or a cozy evening with a good book. Those moments are often filled with a sense of stillness and clarity. Well, journaling can help you cultivate that feeling first thing in the morning, setting the tone for a more peaceful and productive day. So what are you waiting for? Grab a pen and paper, find a quiet corner, and give it a try. Even 5 minutes each morning can make a world of difference. Remember, this isn't about perfection, it's about showing up for yourself and creating space for reflection and intention. You got this. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let me know how your journaling practice is going. And if you find any helpful tips or tricks along the way, be sure to share those too. We're all in this together, striving to live more balanced and fulfilling lives. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, keep striving for that inner balance and remember, even the smallest steps can lead to big changes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.